bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. I am that bitch.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. Hope your guys past, I guess more like 2 weeks has been good. Mine has been a little insane, a little busy. Currently, I'm at the park on my lunch break. So I'm kind of thinking, fuck it, it's time to record an episode because I probably will be too tired after work. So I decided let's go for a walk and record. So here we are. Now let's hope this grass is dry and there's no wasps. Okay, this time, because last time I was here, there was literally wasps everywhere. Apparently, I can't fucking speak. So let's see how long I can last doing this podcast in this field in the sun. Honestly, it's kind of like warm. I'm also in a leather jacket, so the sun is melting my ass right now. Actually, yeah, the sun is fully out and I gotta take my jacket off because now I'm about to fucking sweat balls, guys. Well, at least that means I now have a jacket to sit on, so at least if the grass is a little wet or moist or damp, my butt won't get wet now. So over the past 2 weeks, what the hell have I been up to? House hunting a lot, paying off my fucking line of credit, not doing a whole lot of anything, like, because really you can't go anywhere when you can't spend money or trying not to spend money. So yeah, this past weekend I helped my parents build a shed for our backyard. Basically, it was me and my mom building it because my dad only has his one arm that he can use to build the shed. So I basically built it with my mom. I did most of the heavy lifting because I got the muscles. That took like 3 or 4 hours. That was exhausting. It was all like a click and screw in type of shed from, I think, Home Depot. No, Canadian Tire. It was from Canadian Tire. But it still took freaking forever. And the instructions, trying to follow the instructions, making sure everything's the right way, and all the screws and yada yada. So I got some tea to spill because, like, I was hella annoyed last week because I received this text message that pissed me the fuck off. I'm gonna read it and then I'm gonna say it on here, but I'm gonna have to read it and record it like separately, because, or like read it with my eyes and then read it for the camera after, because I don't think I can open the text, read it with my camera going at the same time. So give me a second here. Okay, so I read the text message now. The gist of the whole text, that kind of, well, here's the beginning of the story. This is somebody I met from LA, or in LA, on Tinder, and then I met him in LA the very first time around I went. He's one of the ones that I was talking to for like basically 2 years, 2.5 years before I went to LA. And then finally got to meet him in LA. Everything was fine. Like, we were friends. And then we would just talk on Instagram and stuff like that every now and then. Well, we initially talked, like, every day FaceTime for, like, 3 to 4 weeks. And then slowly kind of went to, not really went away, but just kind of, like, stopped for a bit. Until I was able to be in LA and met him. Everything was great. Meeting up with him was great. Hanging out with him was great. Awesome guy. Cool. So for round two, going to LA the second time. See if this angle is okay. I'm fucking getting grass in the camera, but fuck it. So annoyed, because when I went to LA this other time, I had plans to go meet up with some people and then see the people that I met last time and everything and have like a good old time. For fuck's sake, there's a goddamn wasp beside me. Guess I can't lay in the grass. So my nose is fucking itchy. Ugh, goddamn it. Okay. So I had texted him like the week I was going, fucking, of course I'm outside in the goddamn diesel truck. Vroom, vroom, bitch. How big is your dick? It's probably a little tic-tac. Also, revving your engine, nobody gives a fuck other than your little self. Maybe your little bros. Like, grow up and have a normal, like, exhaust pipe, okay? Whatever. Anyways, I had texted him a few days before I was going to LA. I'm saying, hey, I'm gonna be in LA this day to this day. We should meet up, blah, blah, blah. Cool. So I never got a response the whole time I was there. A month passes. I then get a response from him a month later that says, hey, sorry for the late response. I have a girlfriend now, So I'm just trying to focus on that. Sorry if I led you on. Best wishes, XX. Really, bitch? Really, bitch? Okay. All he had to say, first of all, once I see that, I was like, it's all good. I said, only a month later, but I said, it's all good. It's whatever. Hope all is well, no hard feelings. But then, I go to Instagram because I'm like, I want to see like who his girlfriend is, right? So like Insta creep. Guess who I cannot find on Instagram? Him. The motherfucker blocked me. I think he also blocked my podcast Instagram because I can't find him on there either. Cool. Blocking me. Why? What the fuck was the point of blocking me? We weren't dating. We never hooked up. We were talking. We were friends. Everything was good. But you decided to block me on all social media. So what do I do? Of course, I got right back to the text. And I haven't gotten a response to this day. I said, wow, you already deleted me or blocked me on Instagram. I said, not responding was like one thing. It was fine. But then going to block me on Instagram, I said, that hurts more than not responding. Because like, dude, sorry, ignore my hand on the camera. Dude, we were friends and you decided to fucking block me? Nice. Cool. So fucking wasp, oh my God. Nice thing with that friendship and nothing whatsoever. Yeah. So that kind of pissed me off because it was like, cool, blocked. So my first thought, how insecure are you? How insecure is the girlfriend? How weak is the relationship? I just wonder. Yeah, so that really pissed me off. Kind of ruined my day because it was like, wow, you respond a month later. Say that XX, delete me, block with everything, then doesn't respond once I call him out for that shit. Okay, whatever. Gonna be a little weak ass pussy bitch with a relationship. Go fuck yourself then. Bye, motherfucker. Deuces. I can't even peace sign with the fucking mic in my hand, but fuck it. Fuck you. Well, now that that's over, this episode's actually going to be about unsolicited dick pics. Once again, I think this is 2.0. I don't think I've done a 2.0 yet, so it's unsolicited dick pics 2.0. Okay, motherfuckers. At what point in this time, generation, year, why do you still think it's okay to send us unsolicited dick pics? Now, the reason I got this topic, I want to talk about it again, was because I actually had, I guess, a fan, follower, subscriber, listener, sent me an email, to my direct email that's associated with my podcast, about an unsolicited dick pic they received from somebody. Well, it was actually like, I think it was her friend or her coworker told her about it. And then she was like, oh, we should tell Serena from That Bitch Podcast about this. And if I want to use it for a story, for content, they said I could. So once I do get home after work, I will actually read the email and describe the picture more in detail. And then also watch the video they sent me. I'll react to it live. But this picture was quite disturbing. Let's just say there's some squeezing involved and it's gag worthy. Like, not like good gag, like bad gag, like that's fucking disgusting. Not like good gag, I'm gonna gag on your dick, but bad gag, I wanna throw up. yeah. And I also still receive shit from somebody on Instagram. Like, I legit feel like I should just like call out the person and say their fucking at name, like their user from Instagram. And then whoever listens to this, if they want to go look at the guy's shit on fucking Instagram, you can go right ahead. Because he still will message me and be like, do you want to watch me? Like, I think one was come on a mirror or something. Or like come on himself or finish. And like me play with myself while I watch it, look at it. Fucking wasp. No, sir. No. That's going to be a hard no pass, motherfucker. Why would I want to look at your nasty fucking penis and do that? The only way I will ever want a dick pic is when it's not unsolicited and I'm asking for it, or we're sexting or flirting or something. Like the person that I fucked a little while ago. that's a different story because we were fucking and talking. And when you're all like hot and horny or whatever, you're like, okay, yeah, sure. Like, show me a picture of your dick. Show me a video, whatever. But unsolicited is a whole nother level of disgusting. I'm about to get to that point where I'm going to screenshot that shit and send it to your fucking family if you're going to keep sending me that shit. Absolutely disgusting, disturbing. It's like, how do I explain it? That's like, not somebody sharing like your nudes or something, but it just feels like, what the fuck is the word? I can't fucking think of a goddamn word. Either way, it's revolting, to say the least, but that's not the word I'm thinking of. Yeah. I don't understand why people think it's still okay. It's not. Especially random people. And also to the person who continues to Snapchat me pictures of them holding their hard dick by the throat, like the underwear, it's the top of their underwear or whatever above it. Just stop. Yes, you're a hot dude. Okay. But you know what makes that hotness go from an 8 or a 9 to a 5 or a 4? It's sending me that goddamn shit. It is extremely unattractive. And I've told this person, have a conversation with me first before you start sending me that shit. Like, take me on a date. Let's go talk. Let's go for a walk. Let's go for coffee. Anything. But don't be like, oh, sending me a picture of your hard dick in your underwear or a blanket and then expecting me to be like, oh, that's so hot. No, it is highly disgusting. I don't need that shit. Does not turn me on. It's a big turn off. So just stop. Then I'm gonna get people who are like, well, just delete the person. But it's also entertaining, the conversation. I totally would. Fuck, I got a no-see-em on my goddamn shoulder. Hold on. Ow. You know those little no-see-ems, little black bugs you can't really see, hence no-see-em, but they bite like a little fucker? Yeah. Ow, I got fuck another one. Anyways, it's entertaining. Plus, if he would actually have a normal conversation with me, it'd be a different story. But no. Just no. And I bet you, well, shit, I just dropped my mic. And I bet you if I said his name on here, most people in Regina would know who this person is because he's not, I mean, he is a, not popular, but is a known person in this city, or used to be at least. I don't know if he still is. Yeah. Now, when I get home, I will finish the rest of the recording for the podcast, read the email I got. It's like a paragraph of them telling me the situation, then the picture, then my response, then they sent me another email, and then another email with the video, because I think it's the same guy. Like, I don't know if he's jerking off. I haven't opened it yet. I haven't seen it. I just said that I would watch it, because I'm like, fuck it, it's entertaining. Why the fuck not? Because I'm going to talk about it, since I said I could. Yeah. So, soon, you will see that video coming, or the rest of the video of the podcast, not the dick pic video, coming up next, after this. Alrighty. Hello, everybody. I am back. I am at home now, and it is time to go over the dick pic email that I got sent via Gmail. Okay, so this is going to be a live reaction while I am reading and watching this video. And I'm going to try and describe in detail what I am seeing for the picture as well. Because I can't show you the video, obviously, or picture, obviously, because I'm not showing somebody's nude, so we're not going to do that. But here we go. Okay, so I got an email. This was on August 13th on a Sunday at 4:48 p.m. Okay, so it says, "Hi, Serena. Since being sent my first unsolicited dick pic, in quotations, and wondering just what I'm supposed to do with it, a friend of mine suggested send it to Serena from That Bitch Podcast. She'll have some fun with it on her podcast, with lots of explanation points and laughing face. After listening to some of your podcasts, I knew that she'd made the right suggestion. You're amazing, badass, and hilarious, and you've just found a new fan with hard eyes." Well, thank you for being a new fan, and I'm glad you found my podcast and that she suggested it to you. I'm always curious on how people find my podcast, who listens to it, like, where and everything. Because honestly, yes, my main, like, I would say viewership or listeners, fans, followers are from Canada. I also have lots in the States and then some just like all over the world in most random places you could think of. Okay, I'm going to continue. I loved the dick pic fail office story where the sender didn't measure up. It was absolutely hilarious how he was roasted by the women in the office and by yourself for his lack of it with a heart face with like the hearts around it. I'm forwarding the pic I was sent to you to use within a future podcast episode if you want to use it. I'd love to have known how the office ladies and yourself would have responded to this pic. I can't stop laughing at it. He's grabbing onto his balls as if they owe him money. Laughing faces. Hugs, and then her name. Now, I'm going to try and explain to you what I am seeing. Now, maybe I'll draw a diagram. Let's do that, because a diagram can't get taken down for just being a picture that I'm trying to draw and I suck at drawing. Okay, so the guy's laying down. He's got his legs. And then he's got his ween. Oh, of course I run out of ink on my pen. Okay, scrap that page. Okay, so you can see his leg. And then all of a sudden, you see his hand. And then his two balls. His hand is wrapping around his balls. And then his penis. Looks like it's uncircumcised because it came out of the little hood. Like a little turtle coming out. So then his penis is out there. And his head. This looks horrible. So this is the leg. This is the penis. Hand around the balls, okay? Now, he's got a little turtleneck because he was uncircumcised. Now, he is grabbing. I'm going to try to explain how tight he's grabbing onto his balls, okay? I'm going to grab. I have ground flaxseed beside me because I bought more and it's from my yogurt. So, picture this as his balls, okay? Ready? Well, I didn't realize that was open. It has now gone all over my leg, my desk, and microphone. Cool. That was not meant to happen. Now I have flaxseed all over myself and my desk. Cool. I don't think I can get that in the container that was on my desk. Shit. Whatever. I'll just vacuum it up later. So this guy is like holding on fucking tight to his balls. Like he's trying to hurt them. It's like he likes to inflict pain on himself. Okay? And he's got hairy legs. He's got some hair on his crotch. And hairy balls. I mean, at least there's no like, well, I can't see any diseases or infections. Yeah, this is a very type of thing, okay? Nobody wants to see this. And for some reason, the tip of his dick is shiny. So are his balls. It's like he just, like, polished it or something. I don't know. Okay. So then I responded, oh my god, I laughed so hard reading this and the picture, .. Like, why is he squeezing his balls? He must like the pain or something. I'm definitely using this in one of my upcoming episodes. Thank you for the content, heart. I'm currently in LA on vacation, so I haven't seen this email till now. New episodes will be released soon. Stay tuned. And Serena Laternist hosts That Bitch Podcast. So then she responded and said this. Hi, Serena. It looks like he's squeezing his balls as if he's performing a self-defense move on himself. Oh, he's performing a woman's self-defense move on himself. Laughing, crying face. Namely, the grab, twist, pull, and hold. The testicles until they pass out from shock and pain within seconds. Laughing, crying face. I actually learned about the move quite a few years back now and found it pretty hilarious at the time. I'm glad you found the picture as funny as I did and that you can use it for your podcast material. I hope you enjoy the rest of your vacation in LA. Hugs. The name, heart, little hand face thing. P.S. I told my friend about your channel. She's never actually received a dick pic before, but she was sent a short video which the sender recorded with the sound on. She asked me if you wanted to share it with you, and I said I'll ask. It's pretty hilarious how he's holding his pride and joy laughing crying face. Let me know if you want to share it with you. My response, I'm always down for a funny video. Haha. And I got a response back on August 25th. Let's watch this as a live reaction. Hold on, I gotta get some water first. Okay, so I don't know if you're gonna be able to hear the video, but we shall see. Oh lord, here we go. Fuck. Okay, we're gonna download the... Oh shit, I gotta fucking download it. Oh good god. Download in progress. I'm going to make sure I delete this video after, because I do not need a dick pic video on my computer. Okay, scanning for viruses. Da, 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 da. Okay. Oh god. Here we go. Oh my. Okay. Trying not to throw up. Okay. I don't hear anything. Oh. He's literally going like this. Oh my god. Ew. Okay, we're gonna jump because this is taking way too long. He's literally going like... So this was the... Oh my god. This is disgusting. Why did I decide to watch this? Ew. Oh yeah, I was right. He is not circumcised. That was highly disgusting. So, gross. I'm disturbed. His dick was like maybe this big. Yeah, maybe the size of this pen. And then like roundness like this. He was literally going like this. Oh, that's fucking gross. God, why? Nobody wants to see that. Okay? Nobody wants to see that. Unless you're requesting it, nobody wants to see that. I still remember when... The one time I did request this video, because we were flirting back and forth with this one guy. I was flirting back and forth. Oh my god, my nose is plugged for some reason. Shit. And he was on the toilet, jerking it, and then coming into the toilet. I mean, good cleanup, but like, why are you sitting on your toilet jerking it and sending a video of it? Why are you recording yourself while you're on the toilet jerking it? Fucking disgusting. Okay, so I looked up what you could do if someone sends you an unsolicited dick pic. Basically, there's nothing other than block, report, and finally delete the pic. So then it was related questions. How many guys send unsolicited pictures? It says, in fact, 1 in 4 millennial men, 27%, have sent a dick pic to a woman. Of millennial men who have sent a lewd photo, 24% have been done so without being asked. However, not all dick pics are unsolicited. 34% of millennial men have been asked by women to send one. Okay. That unsolicited 24% should be like 0%, okay? Nobody wants an unsolicited dick pic of your wiener, okay? Your penises look like naked mole rats, okay? If you don't know what that is, fucking Google it. Little naked mole rat penises. Like, bedazzle it if you're gonna send me a picture, for fuck's sakes. Okay. So, there's also another post here. 13 genius ways to respond to unsolicited dick pics. Let's click it. Okay. It's Cosmopolitan who posted it. It says, number one, I usually just say unsubscribe. Another one is,
send them a picture of an animal's penis that looks similar to the human one. The best one I've used is a mountain lion. Ew. I critique them on a scale of 1 to 10. Angle, lighting, objects of comparison, as well as penis themselves are all fair game. I like to go into a fair amount of detail so they can improve. Number 4, I've said things like, why is your pinky so ugly? Oh, are we playing the rating game? 2 out of 10. Next one said, I sent pics of my poop, but, you know, I can just magically make poop happen. So the response often shows up with just a randomly inconveniently photo as... So often shows up just randomly and inconveniently as I photoed it. I'm proud that I came up with that idea myself. You should have looked at that. Congratulations, my vagina has never been more dry. I feel like I need to send that one. Number 7. Is that a child penis? That's so fucked up. Not okay. I'm reporting you. That's another good one. 8. I always send a pic back. One that I found on the internet a long time ago and still works wonders to this day. It's gross, it's offensive, it's hairy and disgusting, and nobody ever messages me back after they see it. It just gives them a taste of their old medicine. 9. Oh my god, my nose is so plugged. Sorry. 9. Oh. Wow. That's weird looking. What did the doctor say? 10. I've never seen one that looked like that before. Are you okay? Number 11. Aw, it's so cute. I feel like guys don't like getting called cute, so that one would work very well. 12. I would draw cute faces on them and send it back. Oh. 13. Send a pic of Dick Van Dyke. I don't really know who that is. I'd have to look it up, but yeah. Okay, so I'm going to log on to Instagram on my computer. And, shit. So I'm going to log on to Instagram on my computer and I'm going to say the name or username of the person that keeps sending me dick pics, videos, and requests and saying they want me to basically play with myself to their pictures and videos. Blech. Okay, so messages. I think it's under general. Yes, it's definitely there. Okay. Oh, it just says Z. For some reason, that's their name. Z Harris. Okay, so the person has one post, 830 followers, and following 929 people. Their Instagram name, username is z.harris98. So z.harris98. That is who keeps sending me these messages. So I'm going to read you guys some of our messages. Let's go. Okay. So this person sent me on August 20th this year, 7:37 p.m. Can I send you a little something for you to use when you play with yourself? I said, no. It's a big cum shot with the eyes. I said, gross. They said, what kind of stuff do you like? I won't send that. I can send something else. I didn't respond. Like, dude, stop. Nobody wants that. And like March 26th, want to see some? That's an eggplant question mark. May 17th, can I bust for you with the water emojis? And then sent me videos, pictures. Someone said, you've been practicing pole dancing. Come show me what you could do on my pole. Ew. Like, who thinks that is okay? Like, no. Oh, the one time he said, those titties nice as fuck, B. This was on August 26, 2022. Just from photos on Instagram. You need some BBC in your life? ? Sent me a picture of his dick. August 27th of 2022. You're hot AF. Why are you ignoring a N-word? Love with the cry face. I sent my PayPal and said, $50 request for conversation. And then he just sent back the dead face. Yeah. So his name is z.harris98 on Instagram. If you want to try and creep or message him, go right ahead. If you want some unsolicited dick pics or pictures of black penises, go right ahead. Message him. He may enjoy it. Yeah. So that was it for this episode. I'm still highly grossed out and disturbed, disgusted of the video I just watched. Ugh. Yeah. It literally was like hard, calm, boop, soft, like a little noodle. Fucking gross. What else to say? Make sure you follow and subscribe to my podcast on YouTube. Instagram is that_bitch_podcast. Twitter, which is now called X, is that_bitch_podcast. Yeah, I tag everything, share it on all social medias. Share it to your friends or your family or your roommates or coworkers or whoever. Rate 5 stars, like, watch the videos, listen to the downloads, all of the above. If you're wanting a discount for SoundCloud, it's in the bio as well, like description and link tree to get, I think it's 10% off of all of your entire order. Also, the exciting news you will find out on the next episode, which will either be in a week and a half or 2 weeks, depending on the, ooh, my light just freaking turned off the situation. So, ignore my lighting, just totally turned off now, it's like ghosty in here. And what else was I going to say? I am going to try and continue keeping up with posting more regularly. I plan to actually make a little write-up or something and send it to, like, I don't know, Barstool Sports. Who knows, that would be awesome if I could get on their, like, network and then have them promote me. That would be awesome. I'd be down to, like, or even change my name on my podcast or rebrand or just do a brand new podcast. Pretty much anything I'm down for. So I'm probably going to send some sort of like written up thing to them about my podcast, what I do, what I'd like to do, what I could offer, all that kind of stuff. Or send it to like, I don't know, Podcast One is one of them. iHeartRadio does stuff. Spotify themselves. But I don't know how you get in contact with Spotify directly to ask for like a deal or something. But yeah, that's kind of my plan. So I hope you guys all enjoyed tonight's episode. I was trying to get this out on Wednesday, but it'll end up being out on Thursday. I guess that's just what happens when you got stuff to do. I've been in a bad mood all day, literally. Mainly in the afternoon at like 2 o'clock. I just got really grumpy, and then I was tired, had a headache. And then, of course, after work, I had to go to my sister's house in outside of Regina. And then my other sister's house in the other side of the city, because my nephew wanted to hang out, so when I actually napped, well, ate after work, then napped quickly, and then went over there, and now it's like 10:30, and I'm trying to finish recording this episode so that I can get it edited tomorrow and get it posted tomorrow. But yeah, that's it for tonight. I hope you guys all enjoyed tonight's episode. Make sure you tune in a week and a half, because I will tell you all my surprise, my life event, and I think you'll all be shocked. So tune in a week and a half, because you never know what tea's about to be spilled next. Bye, bitches.